Hello, Raptor fans. It's Jack Armstrong, and you're listening to the Sixth Man Podcast.
Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right. Let's get into it. It is another episode of the Sixth Man Podcast, all about Canada's team, the Toronto Raptors. NBA news, rumors, injury report. The injury report probably take up about 80% of the show today. It's not good. But let's take a look at the Raptors and how things were going this past week. I got some theories. So sit back, relax. Let's talk Raps. Oh, that actually worked. That's my new Dr. Seuss book on the way. All right. Last week, we had against Detroit. We finally beat them for the first time in like seven straight games. We finally beat the Detroit Pistons last week on Monday, November 14th, 115-111. Delano Banton leading the way, 27 points. OG with 7 rebounds, Banton with 4 assists. Then against the Miami Heat, Kyle Lowry, another return to Toronto. All the feel-goody feelings, feel-good vibes with Kyle in Toronto. The Raptors take him down 112-104. Ananobi leading the way with 32-10. Van Fleet with 8 assists. I love watching the highlights afterwards from the American, or specifically ESPN or Miami, perspective of like, well, they didn't have Bam Adebayo. It's like, well, we didn't have Pascal. We didn't have this player. We didn't have that. But we were missing a lot of guys too. So there you go. Precious Achiuwa. There, go on and on and on. Then this past Saturday, just a couple days ago, what a heartbreaking scene it was going up against the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta. I told you they're a crafty, good team. I like their roster. I do think they need another move, though. But it was rough. The Raptors with a chance to win at the buzzer, and Scotty Barnes, who we all love. Scotty, we love you. We love you, buddy. Scotty misses a layup at the buzzer to win the game. Goes into overtime. Then the Raptors give up a full court buzzer beater. Trae Young inbound, dribbles around three guys, lobs it down to the other end by the basket, lays it in. Game over. We lose 124-122. Barnes with 28 and 11 and 9 assists. One assist away from a triple double. Such a great game. His stat line unbelievable. And for him to lose it, potentially win it, I guess you could say, try and be half a glass half full. His opportunity to win it with a buzzer beater there. All he had to do was lay it in. I thought, why didn't he dunk it? The look on Fred VanVleet's face, too, when he missed it and it was going to overtime, was just priceless. You know, Scotty was kicking himself for that. So some bad luck there for sure. The Raptors right now, what are we sitting, like 9-8? 9-8, second in the Atlantic Division. So, you know, the sky is not falling. Let's put it that way. But let's take a look at the injury woes that are just decimating. I cannot recall a previous season where injuries have been so rampant on this team. So out for the game against the Hawks was Otto Porter Jr. He's day-to-day. Chris Boucher out, was also out day-to-day. Delano Banton out. Justin Champagny back, listed out. He was out for that game. Gary Trent Jr., hip and illness. So he's sick and he's got a bad hip. Didn't make the trip to Atlanta. He was out, non-COVID illness. Pascal Siakam still out. He has resumed on-court activities, though, reevaluated in approximately a week. That was on the 18th, so in a few days. It doesn't look like he'll play next couple of games, but will be reevaluated soon. And then Precious Achiuwa, been diagnosed with a partial tears, ligaments in his right ankle, considered out indefinitely. We won't see him for a while, maybe a month or two. So there you have it. I know, about half the roster. The Raps are hurting. We got Jeff Doughton out there. I'm not doubting his skills either. He's got some game to him, but it's just different. Malachi getting more time. I still think when we talk about this team needing more shooting, I think Malachi should be out there a bit more, just even for just shooting. Just let him spot up. It is eerie how similar he looks to Fred VanVleet when he's out there, by the way, too. He takes it, he dribbles around guys the same way, but he's got a very, very good looking shot. And maybe don't entrust him to make too many decisions. I realize he's a point guard, but he can make some moves. I think, honestly, Malachi has just needed more playing time. I don't understand why he's in the doghouse, other than he's not 6'7", 6'9", and I do not expect him to finish the season with the Raptors. I think he is absolutely going to get traded before the season is out. Definitely a small trade at the trade deadline for something. Good, he's a good piece to give someone, you know, maybe a draft pick, you get something back, but not expecting him to be here next year. Let's put it that way. But I like him when he's on the court. I have no problem with Malachi Flynn whatsoever. So there's the injury report. There's what happened to Toronto this past week. Coming up this week, we have our game of the week, our NBA 2K game of the week, which is Brooklyn in Brooklyn on Wednesday. You can watch the highlight video that I posted on our Instagram account, the Six Man Podcast, and our TikTok. And it was a good game. The Raps, even though they're decimated with injury, are scrappy. They have a great system, great coaching. They did pull out the win by about 7 points in that game for our prediction for game of the week. Go check that out. So only two games this week, versus Brooklyn on Wednesday, and then Saturday versus Dallas in Dallas. Luka, he causes problems. Hopefully, at the very least, I'm hoping we have Boucher, Gary Trent Jr. back, maybe Otto Porter. Although I read that he had like a dislocated toe or something. That could take a couple weeks to heal up. But at least Gary and Chris Boucher back, that would be helpful. Pascal, hopefully next week we'll get him back. But it was good to see Scotty. You know, the last episode we talked about Scotty with the sophomore slump. People are like, what's wrong with him? Fred VanVleet's like, guys, he's okay. That's the game. That's the NBA. It's ups and downs. And VanVleet also said, there isn't one young player I would trade him for. Absolutely not. He is my guy. Everybody loves playing with him, as they should. And he almost had a triple-double versus the Hawks. Now, he did miss a buzzer beater, but we'll try and forget about that part. Try and block it out. Block it out of the memory banks. Block it out. What else we got going on in Raptor land? The rumors continue to swirl. And here's my thing. If we're sitting at 500 ball, we're 9-8 right now, 17 games. It was rumored that management was saying that they needed 20 to 25 games to look at this team before any big decisions were made. If they were going to make a big trade or something like that, you know, a DeMar type trade or any type trade to bring in a significant piece, what have you. I think that that timeline is dramatically stalled, because I also feel like I know how this front office thinks, and they think very much of like that 20 to 25 games is going to be almost completely reset because of the injuries, because of them. They're going to say, well, you know, it's been 25 games, but we haven't seen this full team together playing for 25 games. And then before you know it, now we're up to like 50 games. You know, we're about halfway, three quarters of the way through the season before you know it, before we've seen it all. Trade deadline approach. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. They're really going to have to make some shotgun decisions. And I just don't think that that's their style. I think that because of these injury woes, if they don't clear up quickly, this is the team we're going to have probably for the whole year. I don't see a move. I think we could have made one. If everybody was healthy for the most part, with the exception of maybe a little ding here or there, Champagne, Porter Jr., Banton kind of missing, maybe Boucher, but Gary Trent, your starters especially, and then your sixth, seventh man and Precious, those three guys especially missing the time they have, I think it resets that timeline of we got to see what we have when the whole roster and our key players, our core, are all healthy. Now, a lot of rumors out there, that doesn't stop the rumors by any means, especially lately around Gary Trent Jr. possibly going to the Golden State Warriors. Golden State having some trouble this year so far. I'm not really worried about them. Certainly come playoff time, they'll get to the playoffs and then they can beat anybody. But I did see some rumors out there. They like Gary Trent Jr., might make a move for him. Okay. What would I like to see in return for Gary Trent Jr.? I'm not saying that they'd get away with it. But apparently James Wiseman on the outs. They're sending him back down to the G League. You really never see him play. Wiseman needs, I think, a change of scenery. And to think he was such a high draft pick. What was he taking? Second? He was taken before LaMelo Ball. James Wiseman needs a change of scenery. That'd be a good piece to, you know, bring over a reclamation piece, see if you can turn him into something. I would be okay with that. But then one of the trades I saw suggested was Wiseman and Jonathan Kuminga. Wiseman and Kuminga for Trent, that money-wise would be pretty close. Might need another throw-in player there. And maybe the Raptors put in like a Malachi or something like that. You might need a player or two more. But if it was Gary Trent for like a Wiseman and Kuminga, I could get behind that. I really could. Love Kuminga's game. I think he could be super dangerous on this team with the Raptors. Kuminga, and I'm in for sure. Even if it was Kuminga, no Wiseman, and something else. Like, I don't know. They made it match, but it was Gary Trent for Kuminga. It'd be interesting to see that because Kuminga's still on a rookie scale contract, traded for Gary, who's already on a bigger contract, around $16 million. He's going to opt out, want more money next year. Tyler Hero money definitely coming his way. And they do almost what they did with Norm, right? You knew Norm was coming up to the end of his contract. You sort of knew they just didn't want to have to pay him the sort of money he was going to get. So they trade him for Gary Trent, who's making less. Then after a year, they do re-sign him for a bit more of extension at a good dollar amount. I could see Gary getting moved for the same sort of situation as Norm did because of that. I don't know if they want to pay him $20, $22 million a year. I don't think so. I don't see it. I think if they're going to pay that, they want much more in the realm of like 25 to 30 mil or beyond and get a more elite star player. It's going to be tough. Very interesting decisions to be made on Gary Trent Jr. and OG Anunoby. OG more likely to stay because Masai loves him. We all know that. That's been documented for years, but also going to be in line for a big payday as well. Can you pair these guys up and get yourself a really significant player? That's what I've been saying from day one. You want to move the needle, bring in a star. That's the package you're centered around. I saw something about, it was a different podcast, who I'm not going to name, but they were talking about, oh, the deal in the summer was Pascal, OG, Gary, and six picks for Kevin Durant. What? No. If they do that, we riot at dawn. Okay? No way they're going to do that. That would be way, way too much. Even if it was Pascal and Gary or Pascal and OG, not into it. But we'll see how it unfolds. That was the biggest rumor this past week. Gary Trent Jr. going to possibly Golden State. I love Kuminga. Wouldn't turn down a Wiseman. I think that's why the Raptors were looking about a year or so ago at Ben Simmons. They like guys that are sort of not doing or playing up to their potential, and they don't have a problem with bringing them in and accessing that potential, and they have such a great coaching staff, such a great development system, as we've seen time and time again. They feel they can get the best out of a player, but you might get 10 cents on the dollar, right? Because that player's struggling. Now Ben Simmons seems to be turning on the last three games. It's three games. It's a snapshot. It's not a picture yet, Ben Simmons. But I think that's what the Raptors are after and what they like, because they'll get a deal and then they can do that sort of reclamation project, hopefully have that player play to their potential, and then they make out like bandits like they do in almost every trade as it is. So we'll see. We'll see. Those two games coming up, like I said, just Brooklyn and Dallas this week. Brooklyn is our game of the week. Prediction that the Raptors will pull out a win, even though they are decimated with injury. We got to see big games from Scotty, OG, Fred VanVleet. That's got to be our go-to right there. And I really like the way Thad Young's been playing recently. He's been catching a lot of air balls. Yes. OG, Piscotty, they're putting up air balls for some three-pointers. He's catching them and putting them back. But he does all the little things, right? And that's what you need when it comes to any sport. You need a guy that does that and does all the dirty work. So let's all cross our fingers. We have a great week. Those two games coming up. And like I said, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. You can also see the highlight reel of Game of the Week, the NBA 2K23 Game of the Week prediction between the Raps and the Nets. Cross our fingers, that's how it goes. That's it for me, everybody. Have a great week. We'll be back here next Monday reviewing those two games, our Game of the Week prediction, and all the rumors, and hopefully much shorter injury report. All right, everybody, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Sixth Man Podcast. Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.